alone. Pain is not 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 alone. 'Neath a protein moon, in a protein sky, running protein fields with my protein eye. There's a protein song howling through. Driving protein bars from my protein street. Pain is not alone. Pain is not alone. Pain is not alone. Pain is not alone. From the south, the clan sends roses. Limp lacquer nails hover in waved autumn sun, but dragging down the back of summer. From the east come killer poses. Just you beats a black tattoo in the middle of the day. From the north, flow floats with quivering virgins, fresh from frozen catacombs. Did you spot the die-cut crosses? Did ya? Pain is not alone. Pain is not alone. Pain is not alone. The protein moon in a protein sky, running protein fields with my protein eye. Here's to a lousy life. Here's to a lousy life. Here's to a lousy life. Here's to a lousy life.
Thank you. where nothing happens. And this will lead, this, what I fear will happen is that this will lead to the atrophy of the imagination. I felt this very strongly, oddly enough, some years ago when I was taking on a long drive through West Germany. But it struck me that here was this immaculate country of beautiful, clean streets and houses where every driveway had a BMW. And even a drifting leaf in the street looked as if it had too much freedom. I felt that, you know, this might be, if you want an image of what the future is going to look like, it will be a suburb of Dusseldorf. And that might not be a good thing for the human spirit. One sees that coming over here a bit. It's, if the imagination dies, then it may be that, of course, the only area in which the imagination will continue to live will be in the area of psychopathology. That psychopathology may become the last repository of the human imagination. In one of my books, The Atrocity Exhibition, I even make the suggestion that psychopathology should be kept alive as the last reservoir, like a nature reserve in Africa, the last reservoir of the human imagination.
Ah.